I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. It is an absolutely gorgeous morning, but I noted on the way in this morning there was like a foggy, scary movie drive-in. Did you guys have that?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, that was.
I didn't have any in my area.
So it's weird because my neighborhood, when I, and you guys have been there obviously because it's where the golf tournament is. I guess I didn't really want to say that, but I did. I think people knew anyways. But like you see the fog, like it's slightly elevated in certain parts, way that there's a lot of hills, and the fog was pretty rough going by the clubhouse and everything.
Yeah.
I almost hit another deer yesterday driving home from Flower Branch.
It was a nice night last night, mm-hmm. and I finally got a chance to put the blow up, the Christmas decorations out in my yard. You know, yeah. I rock with like 6 or 7 blow ups out there, and haven't been able to do it because the weather's been so bad. And my son was like, oh, the blow-ups are finally up. And I was like, man, I looked at the forecast, and it was like rain tomorrow, rain Saturday morning. I was like, oh, can't. You got to be careful with that kind of thing. And I've been really bad about not putting the lights, like, around the trees and stuff. But I promised my kid I'd get the blow-ups. So that's where we're rocking right now.
Yeah.
He was stoked when we got home yesterday.
Well, I love this time of year because randomly you'll just see different decorations going up. Like, today I drove by Lockheed Martin on my way in, and they had a huge Christmas tree. And I was like, yes, it is that time. It's just, it brings you joy. You know? Mm-hmm. It's the little things.
There's one on the top of Northside Hospital, I believe.
Yes.
Where at the interchange, and my son loves it. Every time he sees it up in our neck of the woods, he's like, look at that Christmas tree. Yeah, we're in the spirit, man.
It's a great time of year. I love it. Well, this segment is presented by John Foy and Associates, experienced personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm. We're also in championship season. It is championship weekend in college football. So the big one's going down this weekend, Big Ten championship, number 1 Ohio State versus number 2 Indiana.
You give Indiana any shot in this one? I think a lot of people are not, and I think that's wrong.
Don't you have to?
Dude.
The way they played Oregon. I would tell you, I don't know. I'd tell you this, if Ohio State is that much better than Indiana, then the Big Ten's got a big problem. Big problem.
That's a good point.
And I don't believe it to be true.
Rest of the country has a big problem.
I think Georgia and Alabama are in that realm. Alabama has the best win in the country. And Georgia, I agree with you that I think Georgia's probably the last 4 games is the best. They've looked like the best team in the country.
Yeah.
Based on the opponents and how they've fared. That's what we were talking about yesterday about after the rankings came out. It was twofold because Hunter Yurecek, I believe is his name.
Yes.
He was talking about why Alabama jumped in front of Notre Dame, and he was like, well, they were up 17-0, and he did this word salad, and Bell was losing his mind about it. And I looked at him and I said, Mike, would you be better if he would have said, we value a win over Auburn at Jordan-Hare at night more than a win over Stanford in Stanford. And Mike goes, absolutely. And I said, yes, that's the problem with the committee.
Yeah, the problem is he can't say that.
They want to talk like politicians when all you really need to say is, sorry, Auburn might be 5-6, but they're a hell of a lot better than Stanford, and the game means more, therefore it's a better game every year than Notre Dame-Stanford. And it comes to that, like, and also I looked at Mike, I was like, Notre Dame never should have been ahead of Alabama.
That's the end point. They had to go back and fix what they messed up from the get-go.
And you also have to protect Alabama.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you agree, real quick, I know you want to, but I want to ask you, because I think you're going to say this anyways. Do you not have to protect conference championship games if you're an AD voting on that, and that's what you're doing at times? Like, they are literally politicians.
You have to. The problem is that now you've gotten to a situation where which AD can do the better job of protecting their team? Because now, what is the Big 12 AD doing? BYU is about to play their way out of this thing, you know, and you've backed yourself into a corner with all this stuff with the automatic qualifiers and things like that. And it's just, I don't know if the answer is to get rid of the conference champions or the conference championship or go to 16. I don't know, but it is a mess. And you're right. They wanted to protect where their bread is buttered. And it's the conversation I had to have with Drew Butler today. I was like, there's no way that Bama, aside from an injury and a 4-touchdown loss to Georgia, is going to drop out of the college ball playoff.
It was the only thing they did that helped themselves was saying it's the top five highest ranked conference champions.
Yeah.
And not just, or top four, whatever they did, not just the power, all the power four get in there, right? They did that. That was a good.
It was smart.
It was smart.
Yeah, smart to set them up that way.
Also, man, Drew must have, like, got under your skin in one segment on the steakhouse.
Drew and I weren't seeing eye to eye Monday.
Yeah.
Which is
laughing at different jokes.
Well, look, it's Bama Georgia week. Okay.
You know what?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Oh, it was intentional. He did it intentionally.
It was in there. Might have been.
Yeah. He was like, I'm going to get him out of this game.
Drew came in here. I love Drew. And he's married to a Bama girl, which is a whole different set of circumstances.
Member of Squid Nation.
Sure. Said. Okay.
Yes.
Well, you can. After what I'm about to say, it's going to make sense that he is. So he walked in here and he said that Georgia can't fall out of the top four, that they're locked in for a bye. Fine if you want to say that. I think that would be a tough pill for Bama fans to swallow if you beat Georgia twice and y'all both have two losses and they get a bye and you don't.
Yeah.
That would be a tough pill to swallow.
Yeah, because what's your argument? Well, our losses are better than theirs.
Right.
Wait a second. They lost to them twice. What are you talking about?
I know. And I don't necessarily think it's going to happen, but I was like, okay, I'll let you down the hill. But then to say that Bama could fall out with a loss, I was like, so Georgia can't fall out of the top four with a loss, but Bama can fall out of the whole college football playoff with a loss. That doesn't make sense to me either. I don't know how we're lining up on that.
That's the difference in red and black sunglasses and crimson sunglasses.
I know. It's.
But then again, I don't think. Well, so what if Indiana loses big?
I think Texas Tech slides in there.
Yeah, but what if Georgia loses and Indiana loses big? How do you justify Georgia still being in the top four? But how can you put Indiana? How can Indiana only fall from 2 to 4? But because Texas Tech would obviously move in, but then you can't put Oregon in there because they're 6, right? No, Ole Miss is 6. Oregon's what?
I don't think you can just.
But
simply
you can't
from
put
the
Ole
fact
Miss.
That, but simply from the fact that I am having a hard time moving somebody up that far that's just not playing. Period. That's where my issue comes. I have a hard time believing I'm going to move anybody up into a situation like that that's just not active this weekend.
But Ole Miss.
Texas A&M fits the same line of thinking.
Ole Miss is sitting at 6, right?
Yes.
They could jump to 4.
Any of them could. And
but,
they really screwed Texas A&M by dropping them as far as they did.
Well, that's what I'm. But yeah, but that essentially that was the probably the. That was the second toughest game you played, and you got beat by double digits.
As always, today's Mic'd Up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. That sounds like it'd probably be a good place to be on Saturday, guys. A lot of conference championship games coming up. Great weekend of college football. I haven't been able to cross this bridge with y'all, at least not on air, but my daughter has her first ever dance recital on Saturday. Yeah, just happens to be at 2 o'clock.
Yeah, you know, whoever's running that dance school didn't think about any of this.
Of course not. Of course not. Of course not.
Actually, that's perfect timing. You got 2.5 hours to get
home. Well, I was going to say, we're going to be, you know, it's not like I can settle in with something on the grill, but I would rather be nowhere else than watching my little girl do whatever she wants to do.
Amazing.
It's going
to
be awesome.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, so yesterday on the Pat McAfee Show, Marty Smith joined, and he has the now very famous interview at the airport with Lane Kiffin, where Lane Kiffin is talking about all the things that we approached earlier, his exit meetings, everything that was going on. But I think we talked about it again on Monday as well. Marty Smith's journey all weekend was insane. Yeah. Where he's at the facility all day Saturday. I think he was on air for a total like 13, 14 hours on and off, like going different places, doing different shows, SEC Nation, all the other things. So he joined Pat McAfee to kind of give the story on how he ended up doing an interview like just outside of the tarmac at the airport with the booze coming in and everything else. He was hilarious, and his response to all this has been so funny. So here's Marty Smith on Pat McAfee, and you're coming in right as he is trying to track down Lane on his way to the airport.
Dude, where are they taking you? So he tells me this area. So I yell at my crew. I'm like, come on, boys, let's go. And I had been given at the Birmingham airport Thanksgiving night this conversion van.
Yeah.
Now, y'all, this ain't no minivan.
No, no.
This is like a 16-person.
Oh, yeah.
It's like driving a loaf of bread. So we all get in a loaf of bread, and Lane is basically giving me the play-by-play on where he is, and I'm... We're wheeling this van.
That's right.
And we take a left. And when we take a left off this highway, there is all these fire trucks that have blocked off the road.
Oh, no.
There's firemen blocking the road. Well, I said, to hell with it. We're Bo-Duking this thing.
What?
So there's a field. I drove around the barricade through all of this farm equipment. The van's bottoming out. We're bombing this thing through ditches, over the hill, and through the woods to this road. And then I mat this van all the way up on top of the hill to the tarmac area. There he stood, laughing his ass off.
Dude, I love that, because I'm just picturing this whole crew, this whole camera crew in this van coming over, and Lane just standing there with his arms folded like, you freaking idiots. I've been watching y'all the whole time. This is an absolute dumpster fire, man. I love that. I love that from so many different points of view, because, and I think Bo talked about, Bo was talking about how big of a fan he is of Marty Smith.
Yeah, I love Marty Smith.
Seems very genuine, I think is the word.
He
seems very
genuine.
Met who?
Have you ever met Marty Smith?
No, I have not.
I asked because I he's
I have
been
not. Yes.
He's so this will make you kind of smirk, because I met Marty Smith for the first time ever at Echo Park Speedway.
There you go.
About 16 years ago, maybe.
Yeah.
Salt of the earth. Like, that is legit. That's not an act. That is legit. You know, some guys are acting, you know, when they get on. Legit, he is exactly who he comes across on the air,
yep.
Who he is. He is one of the nicest people you will ever meet. Dude is just so real. I don't know how you can't like him.
Yeah.
I really don't.
Sounds like your feelings and background with him are very much like how I feel about Kirk Herbstreit, where I'm like, Kirk Herbstreit's the best, dude. Like, yeah. He's the best. Like, I met Kirk Herbstreit one night at a concert, and he was like, hey, man, what makes you guys' conference so much different when it comes to football? You know, he, like, dives straight in to the front seven on defense at a concert. I was like, bro, you can back out of that for just a little bit. We're not on College Game Day right now. Like, let's have a drink. But yeah, I mean, you're right. So I thought he did such a good job telling that story. And isn't it just part of the business that he's in, that he's tracking Lane Kiffin down and 100%. Getting a 16-passenger van at Birmingham Airport?
Can you picture the poor camera guy in the back just like, I don't get paid enough, guys.
Yeah.
Like, just
100%.
I just don't get paid enough.
Yeah.
Probably holding on to gear.
Yes.
I mean, man.
Yeah. Like, or like the boom mic guy, like, ugh.
I'm also thinking back through it. Why the Birmingham Airport on Thanksgiving? What was he doing? He didn't call the Iron Bowl. Holly Rowe was the sideline, and I'm trying to think where he was. Because you would fly into Memphis to get to Oxford, right? I don't know. It's neither here nor there. But
I'm not sure. Now yeah, my mind
is. Yeah, now my mind is running too. I'm like, why was he at the Birmingham Airport? That's crazy. That's a long way away in a 16-passenger van, but maybe he was busy on Friday. I guess he was, so.
Well, you know, you will not have to chase me around in a van to find me this weekend, because I will be at Kia, Matthew's Kia, in Cartersville, Saturday, noon to 2. I'm going to be giving away the ultimate tailgate kit, which is a 50-inch 4K smart TV. A Yeti cooler comes along with it. Come join us. We're going to be giving away Falcons tickets along with a $100 gift card as well. That is Saturday, noon to 2 at Matthew's Kia of Cartersville.
They were in Starkville.
Yeah, you had to go to Starkville first, which is close to Birmingham. You're right. It's only 80 miles from Tuscaloosa, so it makes sense.
Sorry, Look at you two figuring it out.
Yeah, you know, just working through it.
Good job. I stalled for you. Coming up, we've got the Rusty Mansell joining us again next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.